Here are today's top stories. The New York Times released Donald Trump's taxes from 1995 over the weekend. And documents suggest that because of the staggering losses, Trump hasn't paid taxes in probably 15 years. This was met with a round of whoos and a round of whoos from supporters. But it's drawn criticism from billionaires like Buffett and Gates, who believe not paying taxes is morally wrong. And now, the Trump Foundation in hot water as the New York Attorney General has shut it down, forcing the charity to open its books by October 15th. Ugh, another scandal. And this scandal clocks in at 83rd on the top 100 scandals of the Trump candidacy. Now, a dedication to a dog. What is this? The dedication to a dog. We'll do it live! Sorry, mixing up my blow-ups. Tomorrow night is the VP debate. Really? Can we just skip it and give time to Alec Baldwin and Kate McKinnon? Or how about Chelsea versus Ivanka? Or Giuliani and Elizabeth Warren? Or even better, Dicka versus Kaepernick? Anything but Pence and Kane. Anything. It's like having the show A-Team following it up with Riptide. Yeah. After the news that Wells Fargo created fraudulent bank and credit card accounts without consumer consent, Alderman Ed Burke is proposing that we eliminate all city business with this bank. This will put the executives out of work, which, you know, they'll be looking for new work, like snow plowing. You know, Alderman Burke's like, yeah, that's fine. You can do my street first. Then maybe we'll let you be bankers. We're 8 days away from a possible teacher strike, which seems more and more possible every day. Funny, the mayor's planning to deliver his budget address on the same day as the teacher strike. Huh. Not sure on the optics on that one. A speech about how we're spending our money on the day that we had to spend money on childcare because the money we spend on schools is worthless? Also, do we get a tax rebate if our schools aren't open on the 11th? No? I'll bet that's not in the speech. Yesterday, the Bears won. More on that in a minute. But during the game, a fan ran onto the field wearing a gorilla suit and a t-shirt that said, All Lives Matter. Hilariously not funny. We expect this kind of stunt from fans in Kentucky or Tennessee. But here in Chicago... Oh, the dude was from Tennessee? Oh, okay. Nice to know it wasn't a Chicagoan being a douchebag racist. We're good. Carry on. Also, maybe high time that security just doesn't let people who wear gorilla suits into the stadium? I know it's kind of like a tradition or a weird warming thing or an ode to Jim Belushi from Trading Places, but I don't know. Maybe something we could lose? Yeah. Moving on. Kim Kardashian was reportedly robbed, bound, and gagged by gunpoint in a Paris hotel room on Saturday night. She said it was the worst moment of her life. I feel terrible about this. I mean, really. I'm glad she's okay. That's super scary. And I'm also super angry at the French scumbag who did this. Not because of the mugging, which is terrible, but mostly because we're going to hear about this for the next 8 months and possibly 6 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And forget about Kanye. He's going to lock it down. He's going to put those kids in veils. He's going to go super weird Michael Jackson from here on out. So again, thanks, French mugger. I get it. Kim Kardashian's ridiculous. But you know what? She's our ridiculous. Come on, Obama. Come on, Congress. Bring back freedom fries. Boycott. Ugh. In weather, I may have to upgrade my socks to a thicker cotton. Not wool yet, not yet, but we're getting there. In sports, the Bears got on the board with a win against the Lions. Big plays from Eddie Royal and the Bears D that shut down Matt Stafford. Brian Hoyer played well enough to make the pundits break the hyperbole glass. See the front of the Sun-Times today? Jehu showed a picture of Brian Hoyer. Fox TV's Jimmy Johnson said at the half that we've seen the last snap for Jay Cutler in Chicago. Really? And I'd get giddy about that, trust me. But we Bears fans, we've been here before. And not just once. Like 18 times. Nothing phases us when it comes to Cutler QB talk. He's going to be back. And he's going to play till he's 48. Deal with it. We're so screwed. The Bears now go to Indianapolis next week, hoping to go 2-3. Woohoo! The White Sox finished the season doing what they do best, losing. And after a strange week of speculation, manager Robin Ventura, he gone. Rick Renteria takes over. Robert Ventura, pretty lifeless on the South Side. Yeah, he's a fan favorite from his playing days, but he was so positively awful, even after his team let all of the majors out of the gate this season. So now what? Rick Renteria. He becomes the only Latino manager in baseball, which I guess is good, but can he win? Or will he get comfy for a year and then get unceremoniously dumped for a better manager like the Cubs did? I hope Renteria's first move is to bring back Drake LaRoche. Like that was the problem. We'd all be like, oh, it wasn't John Danks' fault. Oh. The Cubs, they're third on the list in the sports report tonight with 103 wins. No big deal. and they will sit tight and take some time off waiting for the winner of the Mets-Giants wildcard game. Either way, the first matchup will be a tough one for the Cubs. A five-game series against either the team that knocked them out last year or the team that won the World Series the year before. Both have pitching, although the Mets are seriously banged up. But no matter, the Cubs will beat who they have to beat to win the World Series. It's destiny. They're healthy, rested, experienced, and loose until they lose that first game. Then, you know, all bets off. We're going to tighten up like a prune. The prune's tight? Not sure. Anyway, Friday night, 8:15, game one. The Blackhawks back in business. Doesn't feel right to watch the Hawks out on the ice kicking the crap out of the Blues. I know it's preseason, but it just feels right. Although Nicholas Hjalmarsson suspended for the home opener for an illegal hit. Hawks back at it tomorrow night. Bulls start the preseason tonight against the Bucks. And in WNBA action, the Sky beat the LA Sparks yesterday to force a game four. The Sky need to win as they're down 2-1 in a best-of-five series. And finally tonight, a new study out says that if you want to look and feel more beautiful, stand next to an ugly friend. Yep, that's a real study that somebody paid for. Is digging deep on attractiveness and appearances. Anyway, I think that's a nice segue to plug my new business, Stand Next to Justin. Hey, if you want to look good, I'll stand next to you. That's the carry out for Monday, October 3rd, 2016. Hey, it's supposed to get hot out, which sucks because I just ordered a ton of mini marshmallows for hot cocoa. I guess we'll just have mini marshmallow sandwiches.